Hello, everybody. Are you ready for the fall feasts? Are you ready for the Feast of Tabernacles? I don't know about you, but I am so excited. It is God's Moedim. It is His appointed time and season. And as we enter into the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of Sukkot on Monday, October 6th at sundown, all the way through the 13th, we are entering into 7 days of the appointed time, the Moedim, the Feast of the Lord. Come on, it's time to get excited. It's time to feast and not fast. It's time to position yourself to receive the 7 blessings of the Lord. I'm so excited. The 7 blessings come from Joel chapter 2, verses 24 through 32. You've heard me talk about these blessings. What are they? You need to read Joel chapter 2, 24 through 32 yourself. That's your homework. But let me tell you these 7 blessings. So he says that he will bring the spring rains and the autumn rains in the same year. What does that mean? It means in that same season. It means that anything that you've obtained from Passover until the Feast of Trumpets or until this Tabernacles time, that's called the spring rain, it will double itself from this fall all the way until next spring in 2027 when Passover, I'm sorry, in 2026 when Passover starts. So this is a time where we receive double. So this is your homework. You've got to write down everything to be thankful for that God gave you and blessed you with from Passover here of 2025 all the way until the Feast of Tabernacles of 2025. It is time to get excited. You need to start writing it down because it's about ready to double. One of God's blessings is double portion. Then he also says that there will be financial abundance. That means that grain, wine, and oil will come forth. Grain is the bread of the Lord. That is the food of the Lord will come forth. Oil is the anointing oil. Wine is new opportunity. So God intends to bring us more. There's more of an increase. And with the wine is going to come some new opportunities for you that will be positional increase, in which case you will then receive opportunities for greater income as a result of that. So this is indeed a special, special time. Then what do we have? We've got, he says that the third blessing is that he is going to restore to you the years the locusts have stolen. Come on. Anything that needs to be restored, he plans on restoring them. What's the fourth blessing? He says in the fourth blessing that he's going to bring miracles, that he will show wonders to you. He will deal wondrously with you at this time, and that no one shall be ashamed. That means he's about ready to do workings of miracles and wonders. Then the fifth blessing is God's divine presence. He says he wants to be with us. His presence shall be amongst us. Come on, that's the most exciting one for me. Then number 6 is that there will be a blessings on sons and daughters, that our sons and daughters will prophesy, and they will dream dreams, and they will see visions. And so you want a legacy blessing? This is the time and season for that. So God says it's time for the double portion blessing. It is time for a blessing on our sons and daughters and our granddaughters and grandsons. And then what does he say? The 7th blessing is deliverance, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. You've been praying for the unsaved? Listen, God says this is the season for deliverance. I'm in Hawaii right now. This is where I'm celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles, my beloved Hawaii, which is where I met my husband more than 36 years ago. I met him right here on the beach in Waikiki. And Oahu is very, very special to me. I come back here a lot during the Feast of Unleavened Bread or Passover, as well as here, the Feast of Tabernacles. So this is a very, very important time and a very, very important season. So I want to just encourage you now. We've got these 7 blessings that God promises us. And then he tells us, right, and you can read Leviticus chapter 23, that it is time to come and celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, and that it's 7 days. It's a very, very important day. There's a Shabbat on the 1st, a Shabbat on the 7th, and then there's the 8th day. So the feast ends on October 13th at sundown, and then we have what's called the eighth day. It's the great day. It's the day that we remember that Jesus himself stood out the water libation ceremony, and he declared that this would indeed be a time that if anybody should receive him, they should receive the water of life, that he is the one that will bring them eternal life. So this is a special month because it also represents the rivers of living water flowing. Now on that eighth day, it's also called Shemini Atzeret or Simchat Torah. It is the time where the Jewish people remember the word of the Lord. They remember Torah. It's like the day of Torah. It is a day where God says, I just want one more day for myself with you, God says. God says, I want one more day of being intimate with you. We remember this day. This is the 22nd day of Tishri. We remember this day very well because it was October 7th, 2 years ago. This was the day that Hamas came and attacked Israel. And so it is a day of rest. It is a Sabbath day. It is a day in which God says, 7 days isn't enough, but just give me one more day. I want you to hear God's heart. Isn't that special? This is a time where God is calling you to be intimate with him. He is calling you to come to him and to honor him. He is saying from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 through 9, honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all of your increase. Then your barns will be overflowing and your vats filled with new wine. So this is a season of increase and multiplication. I prophesied in Hebrew year 5786. And you can actually watch that prophecy on Sid Roth. You can go to It's Supernatural Network and you can watch the show that I did with Sid, where I gave the prophetic word for 5786. But this is going to be the year of dominion and multiplication. And so we are in a time where we are called to feast and be a part of God's Moedim and honor him with our substance, honor him with our faith. That word honor actually means to glory the Lord. We're called to glory him. We're called to bring him honor during this time. And Deuteronomy 16 verses 13 through 17 says specifically that during this feast and three times a year, we're to come and to bring him, this being one of the three times a year, it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles, we're to bring him an offering. So he just said, honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all of your increase. Then your barns will be overflowing and your vats filled with new wine. That goes along with Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 18, that says, three times a year you'll come before me and you will bring me an offering at the place that I will choose in accordance with that which I have called you to, okay? In accordance with the proportion of which I have given you, he says. Listen, you need to read it for yourself. It's in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. And if you don't yet have a copy of that book, now's the time to get it. I go through the seven blessings. I go through the seasons of sowing. Listen, you do not want to miss your blessing this week. This is a time of rest, of peace, of joy, of properly positioning yourselves and for blessing the Lord with a seed offering, okay? It's an honoring, a thank offering. It is I honor you, God offering. It is a very, very special offering. It is an offering in which we know and understand that because he blessed us, because he sent his precious son, Jesus Christ, who is the word in John chapter 1, verse 14, the word that dwelt among us. He is the one that we tabernacle with him. He tabernacles with us. What is the tabernacle? You are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. You are now the temple. The temple no longer exists in Jerusalem. You are the temple. And when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he tabernacles amongst you. This is also representative of a feast that is prophetic. It means that when Jesus returns, when he comes back for his church and the new Jerusalem comes to reside in the earth, we will have what's called the wedding supper of the Lamb. That will be this week. This is why it's very important for you to know and understand that it is time to begin to practice the feast so that the church is ready to receive Jesus. Jesus practiced all the feasts. All you have to do is go to the Word of God and see that. He was there for the Feast of Passover. He was there for the Feast of Tabernacles, right? Of course, the water libation ceremony, you know, where he exclaims at the very end that he is eternal life and that he is the living water. Anyone who drinks of him shall have living water and will not perish but have eternal life. So this is a time where Jesus wants to be with us. He wants to be with you. He wants to be intimate with you. He wants to know you. He wants you to know him. He wants you to take a week of rest and joy and peace and be with him. Every day you need to be writing down what you need to be thankful for. That's how you can celebrate this week. It's a very, very important time. Now, I have a prophetic word that goes in alignment with this. So the Lord began to speak to me about the Israelites, and part of what the Jews are celebrating this week is they make these sukkahs, these booths, right? And each booth has these very vulnerable curtains on either side. It's like three, it's, you know, boards and wood, and it's like these three little curtains. And then at the top, it has palm branches, it has fruit branches. And they're very vulnerable structures, and they're the very structures that God had the Israelites make as they left Egypt and went to the Promised Land. And so if you were to go to Israel right now, you would see those all over the place. Families would be making them. They'd be putting them on their balconies. They'd be having dinner in them. They'd be sleeping in them. But they remember, the Jewish people remember their journey, their exodus from Egypt to the Promised Land. And that they had to make these booths. That's why it's called the Festival of Booths, or the Festival of Sukkot, or Sukkahs, okay? Or the Festival of Tabernacles, right? It is a time where they remember their exodus from Egypt, and that no matter how weak their tabernacles were, God himself protected them in the midst of it. There will be a full moon this week. There will be a full moon on Monday, October 13th. You will begin to see it. Why? There's always a full moon during the Feast of Tabernacles, just like there is always a full moon during Passover. So we have to remember there will be a full moon. The lunar cycles, I explain them in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Always a specific time in which we remember that when we look to the heavens, they declare the glory of the Lord. They declare the times and the seasons. And so enjoy that. Go out and look into the sky wherever you're at. I'm going to do it here in Hawaii. I'm going to be looking out at the full moon right over this beautiful water and these royal palm trees. I'm going to look and I'm going to see and I'm going to remember that my God made the stars. He made the moon. He made the sun, and that he created all things. And then on the sixth day, he created Adam and Eve. And this is why 5786 is so important, is because on the sixth day, he made Adam and Eve, and he gave them instructions to be fruitful, multiply, increase, replenish, subdue. And that's where I want to kind of take you this week prophetically, is that God is saying, listen, I need you to understand that you are called to subdue your environments. You are called to subdue nations. You are called to subdue and submit to him so that you can subdue. So submission to God means that the devil will flee from you. That's James chapter 4, verse 7. It also means that when you submit to God, you have the power to subdue those things that are out of order in your life. This week is a time to put things in order in your life. It's a time to submit to God, and he will give you the strategy for the acceleration that's getting ready to come. See, there is a portal that is opened up above you. This week, the portals of heaven are open. It is a joyous time. Rest, peace, festival. It is a time where we are feasting on the Lord. You need to get in the Word of God. You need to pray. You need to be in his presence. Why? Because it's during this time that he's going to give you strategy. He says, submit to me and then you will subdue. Now, if you want more understanding on this, you need to go to SidRoth.org and watch my video with Sid Roth, or go to YouTube. You can watch my video with Sid Roth on YouTube, where I share about the Hebrew year 5786 and the snake that I saw amongst the leaders. See, God is raising you up to take dominion over the spheres of influence that he's given you. And he's given you a vav or a connector, which is going to help you be able to subdue the snake. But in order for us to subdue the snakes that are in our life, in order for us to raise higher, we must learn to submit to the Lord. Do you know when you submit to God that everything else comes in order? You don't have to worry about submitting to people. You submit to God, and then you will indeed submit properly to those people that are authority in your life. You won't be rebellious. You won't be hateful toward it. It won't be a drag. It won't be heavy. It won't be weighty. It'll just be a natural response. And that's where I want to encourage you, is because God says this week, when you submit to the Lord and resist the devil, he will flee from you. The Lord says, when you submit to me, then you will be able to submit to your husbands, or then you will be able to submit to your wives, or then you'll be able to submit to your authorities. And when you can learn to be in that restful place, then you will begin to see the fruit come forward. In order for us to dominate in any area, we have to learn to submit to God first. And that's a prophetic word for this week, is that it's great that we are in the Festival of Tabernacles, but let's see how well you do this week tabernacling with the Lord. How much do you let your flesh, how much do you let your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions submit to who God is in every moment? Do you do that? Do you submit yourself to God in prayer, in reading the word, in your quiet times? Do you submit your soul to God? Do you submit your fears to God? Do you submit your anxiety to God? Do you submit your finances to God? It's time to submit. And we can only submit by faith. See, if you believe that God is not good, if you believe that he's angry with you, if you believe that he's left you out of the plan, if you believe that he is trying to harm you, if you believe that he will not bless you, if you're under judgment and condemnation and guilt, it's time to get yourself in alignment by asking for forgiveness, being cleansed. That's what the Day of Atonement is all about, which happened on October 2nd, and starting fresh. The Feast of Tabernacles is about starting fresh, but it's about starting fresh and anew for acceleration of your destiny. See, God brought you into this new season, this month of Tishrei, this seventh month on the Hebrew calendar, which is called the beginning of months. It's also considered to be the month of the river waters. He brought you to this month. It is the first month on the civil calendar, seventh month on the religious calendar, so that he could prepare your heart for acceleration. How ready are you for acceleration? How ready are you to step into your purpose and destiny? Where do you lack faith? This is why we say, honor the Lord with your substance, which means your faith. How high is your faith? Honor the Lord with your faith. And then you will begin to see the vats open up, all right? You will begin to see the blessings. See, the reason we don't see the blessings is because we don't have faith in his goodness. We only have faith that something bad's going to happen, right? That's no faith at all. That's doubt, right? We're double-minded. You got to be single-minded. So when we call for submission, and God's calling to submit this week, submit during the Feast of Tabernacles and just tell him, listen, Lord, my flesh is having a rough time. I'm even having a hard time resting. I want to toil and toil and work and work and move and move and do all this stuff. And God says, slow down. I just want to be with you this week. And what I'm going to deposit into you, God says, will be so great that if you can have faith in my goodness and my greatness and submit to me, then I will indeed bring it to pass. And I will indeed properly position you for acceleration, where you will dominate, multiply, increase, replenish, and you will subdue those things that are subduing you. Come on, it's time for a turnaround. It's time, and this is the week for a turnaround. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited for the turnaround week. I'm going to leave you with these last thoughts. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, it's very important because we see that God speaks to the Jewish people, and he says, listen, he says, I need you to understand that when I took you through the desert, I took you there in these sukkahs, these little booths, right? And I realized that the only way you got through the desert was because of me. This is what God says. He says, but I took you through the desert and it took 40 years. He said, it took 40 years because of your rebellion. But I took you this way because I wanted to humble you and test you to reveal what was in your heart, whether or not you would obey every word that came out of my mouth. Now, this is where submission is very important, is when the Jewish people came from the Exodus from Egypt to the Promised Land, they had to learn one thing, and that was they had to learn to obey the voice of the Lord. They had to learn to submit in obedience to God, knowing that when he spoke it, he would indeed do it. Why was God trying to test their heart? He was testing their heart because he didn't want them to go into the Promised Land and to begin to take down the giants in the land and begin to find that they would start to worship the idols of the gods. He did not want that. He wanted them to keep their hearts clean and pure, and he wanted to be the only one that they should worship. And so the Lord tested them for 40 years in the desert. When we remember the Festival of Booths, or Sukkot this week, we are remembering that our God loves us so much that he tests our heart. He tests our heart to reveal what's in it, because he wants to bless you so much that you may not be ready for your blessing. See, he tests your heart to make sure you're not going to worship the blessing, but instead you're going to worship him. And I think that's the most important thing about the week, is that no matter how much God wants to bless you, no matter how many amazing and miraculous gifts he wants to give you this week, those seven blessings, and he wants to give you increase and multiplication in every area, he does not want you to worship that which he is giving you. He wants you to worship him. And come on, I'm speaking to somebody right now. See, if you're not trained properly, then when he brings you into this new season and acceleration begins, you could become so focused on the blessing that you forget about the one that blessed you. That hurts God. So during the festival, or during the Moedim, during this tabernacling time, we have to remember that God is asking us to put him number one. Saying, it's the beginning of my year. Can you put me number one? Can you honor me? Deuteronomy 16, 16 and 17. Can you bring me a gift? Can you listen to me? Can you obey me? Can you submit to me? Can you do these things? Because if you can, then you will be able to manage the wealth that I'm bringing you in the Promised Land, the new place that God has taken you. But if you cannot, and you begin to worship that which he gives you, then he will not be pleased. That's what Deuteronomy 8 is all about. He knows what's in our heart. He knows that we will say the power of our own hands has gotten us this wealth. That's Deuteronomy 8:18. He does not want that. So he asks us to give him a first fruit offering. He asks us to first him with our giving, right? And so part of that is bringing him an offering this week. And so listen, I don't have to convince you to do that. All you got to do is read the word of God, right? But this is a time to sow. There's many that do not know this is the time to sow. Listen, and it's nobody's fault, okay? We were born into a time where the Gregorian calendar became first and the Hebrew calendar became second. It was never supposed to be that way. Hebrew calendar is God's calendar. God's calendar shared the right times and seasons according to the moon, according to the lunar cycles. And what happened is we got robbed of that in AD 425 with the Council of Nicaea and Emperor Constantine. They made edicts that stripped the church of its power. And one of the things that they did was they changed the feast days, okay? But what I mean by that is they didn't honor the feast. They didn't want Christians to be related to Jews. And so they put us on a different calendar altogether. This is why we go to church on Sunday and we don't practice Sabbath on Saturday, Friday night to Saturday. This is why Christmas Day is the 25th. This is why Resurrection Sunday, or Passover, and then Resurrection Sunday is called Easter. Okay, there's a lot of different reasons. It's not your fault. Listen, and there may be leaders in your life that don't even know that this is what is off. But I'm here to tell you it's off. And it's off, but God is coming back not for the Gregorian church, okay? He's not coming back for the church that got off. He's coming back for the church that got on. Now, what I mean by that is he's coming back for old Christians, but he needs us to get on his timetable. That's what this is all about. This is why I teach this. This is why you need to learn what is the time and season. You'll also need to learn that God loves you and that he wants you to be intimate with him. And wouldn't you want to know when God's having a party? I mean, if you ask the general person out there who's going to church somewhere, they're not going to even be able to tell you what the Feast of Tabernacles is, let alone when it is. I'm telling you, it's this week, and I'm telling you, it's a really blessed time. It's a time to rest and pray and party and moedim and bring God the gift and get ready for the portals of heaven to open and great blessing to come to you. But what if you went by this week and never even knew you had seven blessings coming to you? Now, I'm not saying you wouldn't still get those seven blessings, okay? Because it's not dependent upon that, because your blessings are dependent upon God's character and God wants to pour that into you. What I am telling you is that wouldn't it be nice if you knew why you're receiving the blessings that you're receiving? Because it's a certain time of year. So then you would be prepared for the next year. Wouldn't it be nice to know when God is saying, listen, come to my party and bring me a gift? Wouldn't it be nice to say, hey, I didn't miss another party with God, or hey, I actually went to his party and I brought him a gift this time, and wow, you're not gonna believe what happened. So what we're trying to do is just get you on the right timetable. Now listen, I'm super excited about this, because all you got to do is get my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Then grab a wall calendar. I have lots of wall calendars still available. And they're right here on YouTube. You can see some of the wall calendars. You can also go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. Grab one of those. So not only can you read it, but you can hang a wall calendar up. Troy Brewer and his team put that together. I helped them put that together. And so that is another resource that my ministry is offering at this time. Then wouldn't you like to know about Kingdom Wealth? Why don't you join me for the Kingdom Wealth Strategies class? I'm kind of teaching you a little bit right here. When's the right time to sow? Most Christians have no idea. So let's learn about how God brings his wealth from heaven to earth. And since you're going into a time of acceleration for your destiny, wouldn't you like to know how to manage your finances when it comes to what God has for you? Come on, let's learn some supernatural things. We don't want to be like Deuteronomy 8:18 and worship the wealth. We want to worship God who brings us the wealth. Listen, I'm going to help take you to some faith places. I'm going to push you. I'm going to nudge you. I'm going to press you until you get to the places where God wants you to be, so that you can manage the wealth that God wants to bring you in the promised land. I do that at 2 p.m. Eastern. Now, I've had to shift my class this upcoming week due to my travel schedule. So it will be Monday, October 13th, the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Not the eighth day, but the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And it will be at 2 p.m. Eastern. So come and join me for that. There's a small cost for that. But then I run a free class, zero cost, zero. Hold up your hands and say zero. Candace says zero. You can come join me at 12 p.m. Eastern on Monday, October 13th. Or you can join me at 6 p.m. Eastern on Monday, October 13th for my Ascend class. And there I will pour into you about the Hebrew calendar and what's coming on the calendar that you don't yet know about, because I haven't done a video on it yet. I'm going to share that with you on Monday, October 13th. What happens when Tabernacles is over? Let's talk about that. Then I'm also help position you to live in the realms of prosperity. Come on, you gotta live in the promised land of prosperity and not in the lack of the desert, all right? That's what Tabernacles is about. They were coming into the promise. They just needed to humble themselves and let God test them, reveal to them their vulnerability, their weakness, what it is that they're worshiping that's not him, so they could then come into the fullness of the blessing. Come on, I'm getting so excited right now. So these are a few things that you can sign up for. The last thing is, maybe you want to be a biblical life coach. Maybe you've decided you want to help people get out of their mess and you no longer want to have a poverty mindset. You want to have a prosperous mindset and you want to pour into people. That's Dream Mentors. That's our Dream Mentors Transformational Life Coaching School. I want to invite you to be a part of that. And all you have to do is go to my website, click on Dream Mentors, sign up for a soul transformation class. We'll take you through 6 weeks of helping your soul become prosperous in this new season. Woo-hoo. Or I'm going to teach you how to help others be prosperous. Come on, it's not just enough for you to get changed, but let's get some credentials so you can help be that change agent in someone else's life, that you can lead them to a place where people are no longer traumatized. Then we're going to help you start a kingdom coaching business. Come on. Listen, it's not God's intent that you not be blessed for that which you're pouring out. So we're going to teach you how to do that. So listen, this is power-packed. I filled you with a lot of information, but I'm taking you into the promised land. That's what Tabernacles is all about. And remember, We are going with the one, Yeshua Messiah, who tabernacles amongst us. The Word dwelt amongst us. And so as we are fragile in our sukkahs, as you're fragile in your temple, you have been given the power of the Holy Spirit. You've been told that this is a year of dominion and multiplication. You've been given instruction that it is time. The portals are open. Rest and peace and joy and blessing are here. Do not worship other gods, but step into the plan that God has for you. Learn to submit in the right seasons and to hear his voice and obey, that every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord will take you to the place of prosperity. Okay, I want to bless you now. I'm going to pray for you. Lord, I thank you for my friend who's watching right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Lord, I ask you, Father, to bless them, bless them, bless them, the seven blessings and some. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to navigate them through the Tabernacles week, so they get ready for their time of acceleration. All right, you're blessed and highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. Go share this with somebody. And don't forget to like my YouTube channel. Then you can find out how to follow through the Hebrew calendar every single week of every single month, right here for my weekly word. All right, be blessed. We'll see you next week.